Good morning, 7 past the hour.
Yeah, time flies. It seems like it was just yesterday. Where we were here at this time without a Dudley. And Jennifer and I have to let you in on the truth. We have fired Doug Steffen from the Doug Steffen Show.
Management got sick of him.
Yep. And Roberta Fasinelli, she's gone.
She's out too.
We
actually had a rule. If you're over 50, you're out of here.
That's right. So it's just the two of us, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden.
At least for a few more years, right, Rich?
Yeah. I still got 4 more years. Leave me alone.
I'm going to win this game.
Be careful what you wish for, sister. It comes way too fast.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yes.
I was just thinking this last night. How old do you feel compared to how old you actually are? I mean, you're 30.
Oh, I'm 33.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still feel like I'm in high school. It is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize high school's coming up on 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I still have the same weird mentality and just, I don't think I have the same mentality from high school, but I just feel like it was just yesterday. You know, I still feel like I've just graduated. You know, it's just weird to think you've been out for 15, 17 years.
Mm-hmm. No, hey, I mean, I was just sitting here yesterday and just thinking, okay, you know, I still like to go mountain biking. I still do Taekwondo. And, you know, and I have young kids, so
mm-hmm.
They
keep you going.
Yeah, it keeps you young. But nowhere in my head do I feel like I'm 46 years old. I don't act like it. I mean, I act like an imbecile, you know. All right, I'd rather go out and, you know, drink beers, ride mountain bikes, and have fun with my buddies. Or I'm more at home with my kid in the driveway than I am at a board meeting.
Right.
Okay, the board meeting, fine, good, great, no problem, do it, cool, we handle it. But what's more fun? What's more appealing to me?
Well, I think that's the old saying, mind over matter, and age is just a number, and all those things that they say, because I think it is the mindset. You don't have to act your age. Think about how many young people you know that act like they're 50. They don't want to go out. They want to stay home. They want to sit on the
boring.
Couch. Yeah. I think it all depends
on what
you're doing.
But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Am I in some way hurting myself because I don't act my age?
Why would you hurt yourself?
Maybe I'm not as responsible. I feel like I'm pretty responsible.
No.
I feel like I try to be responsible. I feel like, you know, I think everybody that works for me here at the network, you know, respects me and you know, and I feel like I act like the position I hold. But at the same time, they have fun, I hope, because we all like to have a good time and we don't act like we're, you know, all business-like and everything. We have a good time. Mm-hmm. This is radio. I mean, we're not, you know, who are we trying to kid?
Yeah, you're not inventing the cure for cancer or anything.
Right,
but
right.
I don't know. I think that you're a pretty responsible guy, and I think you can be fun and responsible. I think. I hope.
Well, that's my question. So.
Oh, I know what it was. Okay, so it's so funny that you brought this up. Okay, so
what?
I actually have this question. Remember I told you I had some dilemma?
Before you get into your moral dilemma?
Yeah.
Roberta's begging for her job back. Should we let her have it?
All right.
What do you think, Roberta?
Whoa.
We told everybody that we fired you and Doug, but we decided we'd let you come back.
We'll rehire you.
Doug is gone.
Good. Excellent.
History.
I like that idea.
Adios.
Doug
never letting him back.
At least Monday.
Got a box of his stuff sitting out at the front door. Come pick it up, buddy.
Uh-oh. And security waiting for him, too, right?
Oh.
It smells like cows.
They will not let him in. He is at the front door. Okay, so your moral dilemma.
Okay, so my dilemma. Okay, and this totally plays in what you're talking about. So I have a friend who...
Hold on a second.
No, this is a real friend.
No. Hold on. We got an issue here. Hold on. What do you want? We told you you were fired. Your box of stuff is at the front door. Get out of here.
You have an issue? You have more than an issue. You think I was going to leave and not listen to you on my way back to the hotel?
Like you said,
of course
you didn't
listen
to us yesterday, Dougie.
Yeah. You didn't hear anything we said about you yesterday.
Other things occupying my mind yesterday, but today mine was empty, so I decided I'd listen to some emptiness. That is the two of you. Doing whatever it is you're doing to my program.
Well, listen, we've taken control. You are no longer a part of this program. This is now the Jennifer Horn Show.
Hey.
Really?
With sidekicks Roberta Fasanelli and lowly board op Rich McFadden.
Hey, that has a ring to it. I like it.
I like it too.
You like it, Dougie?
I like it too.
Okay, I'll be sending all the bills to you guys. The FedEx will go out of here this afternoon. You guys
that's okay.
Help yourself.
We love you. Talk to you Monday. You're rehired.
We'll pull off security.
Right. Have fun. Oh, man. All right, so back to your
morals.
Okay,
so morals
by the way, don't let any of that fool you. He's fired. He's not coming back to the show ever. All right? Done.
Yeah. I don't want his bills.
I push the buttons. I'm the one who pushed the buttons. All right, go.
All right, so young and responsible, the big debate, right? So I have this friend who's a little bit younger than me. She's 28 and going to Vegas for a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. But everybody but her is about 22.
And she is.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you're going to be in Vegas with about six 22-year-olds, this 28-year-old, and then me. Am I too old to go?
Yes.
Because I kind of think I am.
Yeah, you're not too old to go, but let me tell you, that's
too
trouble.
Too old to hang with them. Yeah.
I used to be the queen of Vegas, though. Like, part of me wants to go, but am I too old? Is there a
rule?
Am I going to look like an idiot at a Las Vegas club?
They're going to be stupid.
Yeah. You're going to look like the mother.
Oh,
and they're going to regard you as the mother.
No.
That's not so much that. When you're 22
years old. Tied to hold hair, that's what'll happen.
That's a dangerous weapon to be 22 years old in Vegas.
I know.
And,
great.
Yeah. And you were like.
It's really stupid, 22.
Yeah. And you were like mature. And you've got Vegas crazy. Down. It's no big deal. For them, it's like a kid in a candy store and they're going to act dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be fun to relive those days?
It would.
Oh, it would.
If you think you could act 22, because that's what you're going to have to do.
It hurts more when you act 22
it
now.
It sure does.
Oh, the next morning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Plus, there's nothing worse than the inappropriately weird girl that is at these young clubs. Because, you know, even when I was young, I always went to the cheeseball dirty clubs, like the, you know, the beach. I never went to, you know, the Luxor, the Venetian. I always went to, I never wanted to go to clubby clubs. That's not my scene.
I like
to actually be able to go and dance to music I can sing to, not clubby boom, boom, boom
music. Yeah.
You know?
No, when I was in my 20s, I went to all the best places in Vegas because I would get really dressed up and I would show up single at the door and I would say to the concierge, you know, I know it's sold out, but it's just me. You know, can you just get me in? And I would get in for free, and he would always seat me with a table of, like, businessmen from Iowa who were sick and tired of looking at each other
No,
I always looked very classy. Never looked like a prostitute.
No. One woman sitting with six business guys from Iowa.
And they were so happy just to talk to, you know, a pretty girl without having to look at each other, you know.
Were you there by yourself for real?
I was always there by myself. I would always go. You know, I was usually there on business by myself.
You would go to clubs by yourself?
All the time.
Oh, I'd have never been
in Vegas.
In Vegas, all the time.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, you had another career. You're not telling us about.
I was offered big money at times.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, my goodness.
Now we know how you became a slumlord in New York City.
and I would get into all the sold-out shows. It was hilarious.
Huh. I even felt weird going to clubs with just one friend.
Oh, no. You go by yourself.
No, you don't.
Of course you do. Why do you have to go with somebody?
Yeah, I got a problem with that.
I'm a go-alone person. I'll go everywhere alone.
Doug is, too.
I'm very much like Doug, yeah.
Doug likes
I went to Hawaii alone. Yeah. But I would not go to a Vegas club alone.
I've traveled the world alone. No, I've traveled the world alone.
My wife did Italy alone when she was single before, pre-me.
Pre-you?
Pre-me, yeah. She did Italy alone.
You always meet people, and people are really nice.
I just, you know what? Maybe I'm self-conscious, and I just feel weird.
Really?
Yeah. I finally got to the point where I could go to, like, let's say when I used to be in the car business and all over the road all day long and then stop for lunch, where I could sit at a bar or sit in a restaurant, have lunch by myself without feeling weird, without feeling like everybody was looking at me.
See,
going,
when
what's
I travel,
up with that loser?
But I would never go to a nice restaurant by myself. And even, I think I told you guys, when I was traveling for business the last time, they had some free happy hour, and I was going to go down and sit at the bar by myself. And I walked in, and there were so many people sitting together, I just walked right through it. Went right back up to my
room. That I can do. I don't have a problem. I did it yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Hmm.
So,
there's something about drinking alone. Not so fun for me.
Well, you know what, though? If you have an open and inviting, just no matter who it is.
I do. That's the problem, though. I'm a weirdo
you are
magnet.
Very, yeah.
So
you're a weirdo in
the bar.
See, you got the whole girl thing going with girls. Yeah, you got the girls at the girl. Yeah.
I got the girls.
Yeah, yesterday I stopped by and picked up a couple of sandwiches for Janet and I to take to this concert with us last night, to Peter Frampton. And so we went to Dogfish Head, which is the restaurant near us, and it's a microbrewery. And I just walked in, sat at the bar, had a beer, and there was this older Indian guy sitting, too. And we ended up, you know, having a nice conversation about whatever. And but, you know, if as long as you're not sitting there, like, get away from me, you usually strike up a conversation with somebody.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's so different for men. Now, you guys can do that. I think if women try to strike up a conversation with somebody,
you look like
all
a professional like
people...
Roberta did in Vegas.
Yes, that's weird.
I don't find that true at all.
But no, I think if you strike up a conversation, men automatically assume that you're interested in them.
No. No.
I smiled at a guy walking into the grocery store yesterday, and he's like, hey, what's up, sexy? Seriously.
Yeah, you know what, Jen? You have this aura.
Va-va-voom.
Yeah, you have this
va-va-voom
thing about you.
I am so not a va-va-voomer,
though.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. I just smiled at somebody, and then I get that. It's weird. I don't know.
Hey, baby.
Be careful.
All right. So there it is. 18 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day. Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing? 18 past the hour on Jennifer Horn's Good Day Show.
Ring. Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Research reveals that many people share the misguided belief that seeing well translates to good eye health. As a result, many don't take the necessary steps to protect their eyes to keep them healthy. To help educate and improve the eye health of Americans, a new radio program, Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, by AccuView brand contact lenses, provides timely and relevant information and resources to help families manage their eye health. When it comes to taking care of your eyes, Dr. Robert Rosenthal tells host, health blogger Dr. Val Jones, that there is more to an eye exam than just seeing if you need new glasses or contact lenses.
An eye exam is more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. AccuView, Vistacon, and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
It's coming up on 20 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day. And for some reason, I haven't figured this out. Oh, I know what it is. Today's poll at gooddayshow.com is, do you think O.J. did it?
Very newsworthy.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you why it's newsworthy. Because Oprah says she's going to get him to confess.
Yeah, she says she'll talk to him if he confesses to
good,
him.
Good luck with that, Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here are your options. Yes, probably, not sure, no, hopefully Oprah will let us know soon.
But he's in jail, isn't he?
He's in jail
for
robbery, yeah.
Yeah.
Extortion?
For a
extortion?
While.
Yeah, what an upstanding guy, isn't he?
Yeah, it's like a 5-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
My philosophy is it doesn't matter whether O.J. did it or not. He's got what's coming to him. He will get what's coming to him. And I feel sorry for the father of, what's his face?
Ron Goldman,
who mm-hmm. just, God bless that guy. But, man, let it go, brother. Relax. It's over. You can't do anything now.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. the original since 1976.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Three past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day Show, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and had the opportunity to go to see the 35th anniversary of the album Frampton Comes Alive last night. Peter Frampton is 61 years old, looks great, sounds great, performs great. If you are somewhere in a city where he's going to come see you this summer, buy the tickets. They were $40 for me to go see him at Wolf Trap.
Wow, is that it?
My wife, $40? A couple of friends, and let me tell you something. He did from song 1 to song 14, and boom, it was great.
Woke up this morning with a wine glass in my hand. Who's fine? What fine?
Where the hell did I dine?
You know, I don't think I know this song. What Peter Frampton song do I know?
You're going to know this in about 3 seconds.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
Thing is that since it's the 35th anniversary of the album that changed rock and roll, basically, because to this point in 1976, if you sold close to a million records, you were hitting it out of the park. And then here comes Frampton, who had moderate success. He'd been a part of Humble Pie, but nothing really big.
I ate that one.
Yeah, I know. Too fruity for me. And comes out with a live album based on songs that nobody really knew. And it sells 6 million records. And then rock and roll says, well, how do we duplicate this? And forevermore, everybody's been trying to write massive hits. And, you know, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But instead of you writing the songs that you really love, you're writing a song that you think is going to sell 6 million records. And, you know, whether you get it there or not, but here we are. So then he comes out with
right here. Okay, this one I know. I recognize it. Thank you already.
Shadows grow so long before my eyes.
But it was cool. He did every single song as it is on the album.
So he didn't do any fancy schmancy stuff.
He did. He performed the album. The album is a live album. He performed the album.
That's cool. I can't stand when people start vamping.
I mean, this was really a tribute to the album. So he did that for 2.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
Then he took a 20-minute break and came back and did another hour-long set of primarily instrumental stuff. That was awesome. All right, here's your last, you know this, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he does the album, then he comes back and does the last set of primarily instrumental stuff. And the last song that he does, I'm like, well, wait a minute. What's he doing this? Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's like, okay, Peter Frampton pulling this out really blows your mind. And then goes off, comes back for the encore. With the Beatles, Why My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's an awesome set. So, and the thing was, he was funny. He played with the audience. And then Jennifer tells me this morning that he filed for divorce yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday in L.A. courts. He filed for divorce. I guess he and his wife have been married about 15 years.
Yeah. And he's been married three times, apparently. And this wife is the longest running one. I think he has two kids with her and two kids with a previous wife. And then the first wife, I think, was for like 2 years back in the 70s. But you
so
couldn't tell
single,
it.
Ladies?
You couldn't tell it last night. Guy's in good shape. He's 61 years old. He's bald. I was like, who's this old guy singing these Peter Frampton songs? But, I mean, looks good, did good. So there it is. Your concert review on the
Very
Good Day
nice.
Show. At,
good job, Rich.
On the Jennifer Horne Show at 28 past the hour.
Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, according to a new survey of security professionals worldwide, data breaches are much more common than we'd expect. 59% of all companies have been victims of hacking two or more times in the past year. 41% of the attacks are costing companies more than $500,000. In other news, the Wall Street Journal reports that the Federal Trade Commission is about to serve Google with subpoenas for antitrust violations. Some argue that Google unfairly sends its users back to its own content and services. While Google receives two-thirds of U.S. searches, a monopoly is only illegal if it's abused. And finally, American Express is partnering with the mobile app Foursquare to create a national mobile payment system. The program will tie a user's Amex to their Foursquare account and allow companies to rebate customers' purchases. Checking into the location would make you eligible for the credit. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven Brand Insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans at just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Roberta, it's 33 past the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Horn Show with Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap. We've fired Doug Steffen. He is gone. Don't ever come back looking for him again.
Nice. You might see him on the corner with a little box that says, you know,
we'll farm for food.
Right,
we'll,
exactly.
No, we'll talk for
we'll
food.
We'll talk for food. That's right. You see Dudley sitting on the side of the road in Tiffin, Ohio sometime this weekend with a cardboard sign over his neck that says, we'll talk for food. Please take care of him. Poor fellow. So until then, you can go to the website that is still named after him, which we will be changing in the next few days to jenniferhorn.com. But for right now, it is dougsteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and you can see Roberta's Queen of Cheap Tips for you. And, Roberta, what do you have for us today to save a little money?
Oh, got a whole bunch of things. Freebie Friday! I need my intro. Where's my intro?
Hold on a minute. It's the big red button over here. Hold on.
Big red button.
It's the big red button. There you go. She's the queen of cheap. There you go.
Okay, let's start with a free ebook. I love the free ebooks. They're so great. You don't have these big bulky books to lug around,
and you're going on vacation, so it's perfect.
This is Summer Crafts for Kids. It's 22 summer craft projects. It's a PDF file, but it's really great. You know, if the kids are hanging around, it's raining, and you're looking for something to do, well, just look at that free book.
Come on,
free Chick-fil-A on July 8th. It's Cow Appreciation Day. This is just for Doug. So everyone dressed like a cow will get free food.
What if I just wear black and white? Does that count?
It would have to, like, be cow spots.
You know what? Doug actually has a cow shirt.
Really?
He could pull this off. His problem is...
I'd be afraid of getting milked.
Oh, Jen.
You might have the concern.
There.
I don't think Doug does.
Yeah, if you're just talking, but you have to, I don't know if you have to be the front end or the back end of a cow, but, you know, whatever. But July 8th, you
no comment.
Food at Chick-fil-A. And after you've eaten there, you're going to want this free Prilosec sample.
Nice.
For you. And we also have a free ebook called Belly Fat Blaster, the how-to guide.
There you go.
So it's all kind of related. Peekaboo Photos has a free classic photo book. You buy one, you get one free. That's pretty good. We've got a free Disney vacation planning DVD in case you want to see what you're getting into if you go to Disney. Restaurant.com.
Or instead of going on vacation, you just get the DVD and put your kids in front of it.
You know what you could do? You could, like, rip things off of the DVD and then put your own DVD together and pretend that you went to Disney. You know, like Photoshop your kids.
Superimpose yourself?
Yeah, Photoshop your kids into the pictures and stuff. You know, and impress your neighbors and friends. Restaurant.com has their $25 gift certificates for just $2 again.
Oh, yeah.
Coupon code is a summer. So you go there. And you won't see it at first. After you put in the code, then you'll see it. So don't get worried if you like you put it in your basket and you still see the full price up there. Free $10 Buca de Beppo gift certificate. ticket if you sign up by noon on June 27th.
I'm sorry, who, what?
Buca di Beppo. Buca di Beppo. You
Help
know that, Jen,
there.
Right?
You don't know? Is it like a family-style Italian restaurant?
This is a free $10 gift certificate. You don't have to do anything. Just sign up at noon on this coming Monday, June 27th, and you get the free $10 certificate. And just in case you want to blow your hand off, you can get free firecrackers at Fireworks Supermarket. 50
Even
free
in,
firecrackers.
Even it, in places where they're illegal, like
no, 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 no. It has to be legal. But, you know, you can if you get 50 free firecrackers, you can blow off 50 hands. So,
are
you
allowed
you know.
To mail people firecrackers?
No, 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 no. Totally illegal.
Because I kind of like a sparkler.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. I didn't know you're not supposed to bring them on airplanes either. And I bought some and I put them in my checked luggage. I had no idea.
You know, I knew I wasn't supposed to bring handguns, but
put
explosives?
But really?
No one told me.
I had no idea, you know. It wasn't until I unpacked them and I remember my husband looked at me and went, oh, my God, you actually brought those on a plane.
And when was this?
Oh, this had
like September
12th,
2001?
Yeah. No, planes flying that day. That was about 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was really kind of weird. So all these great things are on DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com and a whole bunch of other stuff, tons and tons and tons of freebie or cheap stuff on the Queen of Cheap. So go there and poke around.
All right, there she is, Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap. She is so cheap. Jennifer?
How cheap is she?
She's on the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Oh.
So go to DougStefan.com, which tomorrow will be JenniferHorn.com, and check
That's
it
right.
out. So, and then Jennifer has some awesome TV news coming right up.
So much gossip today. Mm-hmm.
So stick around on Good Day. It's 39 past the hour.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5 to $10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money-making made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
Two past the hour, the Good Day Show without Doug Steffen. He's gone off driving around tipping, standing on the street corner with a cardboard sign saying, I will talk for food. If you see him, tip him generously. Until then, Jennifer
tip
Horn.
Tip him and tipping.
Tip him and tipping. Jennifer's got your TV news here. And what was I watching? You're saying that Mad Men is coming back next year, right?
Yeah, for three more seasons, you'll get it.
We keep forgetting to tell Roberta that when she's here. She's going to be all excited. All right, so what else is going on in TV?
All right, so we have to talk a little bit about Lindsay Lohan because...
Yeah, what's up with that train wreck?
She was in court yesterday. I don't know if you heard about that, but she reportedly failed an alcohol test, which the judge said was bad judgment, but they couldn't really do anything.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess I don't know why they're. I don't know if that's part of her deal is that she has to stay clean. But she did fail this alcohol test. She said it was because of some tea that she drank. She has not had any alcohol, according to Lindsay. Yeah, so
she's under house arrest.
She is.
Okay. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
We'll call this a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Has a sister who's going through a divorce, and the husband is just in all kinds of bad shape. So he is being kind of managed by the courts as far as the addictions go and having to do drug and alcohol tests.
Mm-hmm.
So we were chatting about it yesterday, sitting in my office chatting about it, and just all the ways that people can cheat these drug and alcohol tests.
Right.
You know, where you go and you pee in the cup and, you know, they do the thing.
I didn't know how many ways. I mean, people actually buy other people's urine for testing.
He was freezing baby diapers.
No.
Yeah. From his kids.
How, though? I mean, when did...
And
can't
then
hand in
would
a diaper.
Sneak them in because they were unsupervised. He would, like, well, stick the diaper in his jacket or something. I don't know. And then, but if you go on...
Don't you have to put it in a cup, though?
Yeah. You let it thaw out on your way to the doctor's and then squeeze it.
Ew. Really?
Is that disgusting?
Oh, no.
So, but it just shows you how... I mean, an
you're
addict.
Clean, but you have an unusual level of smushed peas.
It just goes to show you what an addict will do to stay an addict.
No, and usually addicts are very smart, and they know how to feed that addiction.
So I searched it online.
Yeah.
How to pass a drug test.
Just in case you needed to know. Okay.
Because I was curious where all these people... I mean, obviously, he didn't think this up. He got it from somewhere. There are websites, howtopassadrugtest.com. How to pass thedrugtest.com, how to pass ndrugtest.com, how to do any different way that you can say how to pass a drug test, there is a web domain for it and a website that tells you how to do it.
I had no idea it's like an underworld.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if it's an underworld. It's just a world that you and I aren't aware of because we don't deal with it.
It's just not my vice at all. Like,
nah.
I'm the most, not the most, but probably one of the most. Like naive people when it comes to drugs because it's never been my thing.
They scare me to death.
Yeah.
Scare when you
really
lose control of, you know, okay, my beer, which I love, I can manage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know where not to go and where, you
right.
know, okay.
And when you stop.
I'm happy, but you know what? I can't get too happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I could say that with that stuff that you don't know
plus,
what it's going to do to you.
Anything you have to snort or inject or even smoke. I don't like smoking, so what, you know. That,
Len
I mean.
Bias, who was the best college player at the University of Maryland in the history of the school, died 25 years ago this week. I think it was this week or last week. When he graduated, he got recruited by the Boston Celtics. Went out and celebrated, overdosed on cocaine, and died 2 days after he was recruited by the, signed by the Celtics.
It's such a waste.
And
sad.
I was 16, 15, something like that. And let me tell you something. You see a guy like that who's sitting on top of the world, not a drug addict, just went out and celebrated and just was stupid and didn't know. And that will wake you up to see a guy who's got everything dead.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. Everything. Yeah. All of his dreams. Everything he had going for him. Gone. Gone. So that resonates. All right, so what else going on? Oh, and that happy note.
So Lindsay, so the reason this is in the TV report today is that she was supposed to sit down with Matt Lauer for the Today Show. And he was going to come to her house, and the show was going to pay her $50,000. Which she normally, I mean, normally the show doesn't pay for interviews, but because this was an exclusive, as a special situation,
normally,
she was
going to
get $50,000, right?
Yeah, they pay for it.
Well, Matt Lauer came to her house, but Lindsay wouldn't come out of her bedroom.
Really?
Because she wanted $100,000, and she thought maybe she'd get it if she brought Matt to her house, and he was already there. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. So she had a change of heart. He left. No interview on the Today Show. No
wow.
money for Lindsay. I know. A little drama. How annoying is that? He's in New York, people. He flew out to L.A. to talk to this woman, and she dissed him.
So can you imagine the piece that, because you know they're going
to
do the piece.
I know. They're probably, exactly.
And she is
going to
get slaved. They are
going to
show coverage of him sitting at her front door being rejected and turned away. Which
Absolutely.
Is actually really funny.
I know. Poor little Matt. Aw. All right. Fox has announced the big premiere for The X Factor. If you're excited about this show, you won't have to wait much longer. September 21st and 22nd will be the opening audition launch for The X Factor.
This thing better hold up to its hype, because it's getting a lot of hype. And if it's not good... It will
That'll
be
the end of Simon. He's so well known, but this will be the end of Simon if it doesn't work out.
Yep.
All right, and I have to bring this one up because this one is so close to my heart, and I hope you don't think I'm too much of a homer, but the World Series is going to be in October this year. We don't know who's going to be playing, but fans of Vin Scully, who has done play-by-play for the Dodgers for 100 years, when they were still in Brooklyn, he was with the Dodgers. He's 83 years old, not going to be around forever, so his fans have taken to the web and to Facebook to get him to be the announcer for the World Series this year, because I guarantee it's not because the Dodgers are going to be there. I don't know if you watch them play this season.
Snowball's chance.
So I think that's kind of a cool story. I've already gone to sign the petition. You can find it online. They've already got 2,000 signatures.
How do you feel if you're Vin Scully, if you're going, they think I'm going to die?
No, but they also know, I mean, he's really year by year now. And so every year that he says he's going to come back,
life,
he's like a score for me.
On his job.
His contract. Come on. I actually just saw him last weekend because I was standing outside the press box, and he came right out. And he's so nice. Still to this day, he talks to everybody.
Hello, Jennifer.
He's cool.
Score with you.
Stop it. Vin Scully, come on.
Want to go home plate, baby? Hey, it's kind of like the Betty White thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Saturday Night Live.
I hope you will, too. I think that's a good thing.
I feel bad for him. I think that everybody thinks he's going to kick it soon.
Oh, no. Okay. He's good.
Yeah,
All right. So Law & Order, Criminal Intent.
Yeah.
Patti Smith. Do you remember when she was on that show?
I don't.
All right. Well, she went on Law & Order, and she just recently said that the reason she did the show is because it actually saved her life. She said she was depressed and lonely, and she would watch Law & Order and really loved it. And when Vincent D. How do you say his name? I can never say it.
D'Onofrio.
Thank you. D'Onofrio. Yeah. Invited her to the set, and she was just so charmed by it, and she was offered a small part, so she took it. And she normally doesn't do these little acting gigs, so kind of a cool story. It helped save Patti Smith. Now, there's a newly discovered mushroom, Rich, and it's been named after a TV character. Can you guess who it's been named after?
No. Harry Potter.
No.
Come on, a TV character.
SpongeBob SquarePants. This new mushroom's very spongy, so it's a new mushroom that they've named called Spongiforma SquarePantsi. So if you see that one, you can have a little piece of SpongeBob of your very own.
Nice.
Plus, I know you like Rescue Me with Dennis Leary.
I used to. I don't watch it as much anymore.
The news story is that, you know, Rescue Me's... Aw, Sponge.
Okay, quickly.
Rescue Me is final season scheduled for July 13th, but don't worry, Dennis Leary's coming back with a half-hour comedy about a group of paramedics. It'll probably be out in the next year and a half.
Sweet. If you want past, then good day.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Get away like Doug has and Roberta has, just leaving Jennifer and I by ourselves. You can go to gooddayshow.com. We're not calling it DougSteffen.com anymore because we fired him. He's out of here. Tomorrow it will be JenniferHorn.com. Get that in your little your web browsers there. So for today, you can go to DougSteffen.com or BestFares.com and check out the deals that our friend Tom Parsons has brought for us at from BestFares.com. Tommy, what's going on?
Oh, well, we gave everybody the heads up for that cheap one, didn't we?
Well, yeah,
we had the $40 airfares.
Yeah, $40 and $50 airfares from Southwest, and was it AirTran? They own AirTran.
AirTran joined, yes, because they just got acquired by Southwest, and they, you know, we sort of been telling your listeners this for about a month. Remember that?
What's yeah.
For the $40 fare sale.
And you saw the 40th anniversary coming, and I didn't realize they'd been around for so long.
Yeah, I know. I kept on writing it, even their paper here locally, and I think I put a comment. Make sure everybody sends this to the yield management folks and the pricing people over Southwest. I did put egg on my face, but the day right after I did your show, they did write me an email and say you hit it right on the head, Parsons. So,
all right. So remind everybody what it is. For $40, you can do what?
No, it's gone now.
It's gone.
Yep.
Yesterday was the last day, wasn't it?
Yep. Right. It was. You know. They need to listen to you guys Monday through Friday, too.
Okay. All right, so what's next?
Here's my next crystal ball prediction. Want to hear that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Thomas,
hold on. If you're going to do your crystal ball prediction,
down.
Hold on. Oh, thank you very much, Tommy Swami, for coming in and saving us money on our travel. What have you got to us today, Tommy Swami? Swami, Tommy.
Yeah, you know, they didn't know. Everybody, you've been doing this for a while with me, but every year I do a Tommy the Swami prediction at the end of the year to say what might come. So
okay, you have to do it in an Indian voice, please, if you're going to do it here.
All we got to do is call eBay. We'll get somebody there too. But
okay,
let's see. Here's what I think is happening right now. Europe has come down for about 3 weeks of August. But since the beginning of the year, nothing for Europe has come down for September and October. And I think right now, for those who are still planning a trip to Europe in September and October, I would suggest let's wait till sometime in the next 30 days.
Okay.
We'll see those airfares to Europe. What you're paying today will come down another 25 to 35%. So, I mean, that could be some big bucks. I'm talking an average of 200 $300, $400 in your airfare. So there's no reason, I think, right now to buy until, let's see, until after the 4th, maybe even right after the 4th of July holidays, we'll start seeing those airfares come down. It can be big bucks.
Now, this
we've seen the summer fares come down as much as $700
wow.
in the last 60 days.
Wow. So, all right, so what am I going to pay? I have to send my mother-in-law to London in September or October.
I'd wait. It could be. You know, we have seen some good airfares to London. Our problem we're still going to have to face. Remember this. There's fuel surcharges. The London's about $375, and London has the highest landing fees in Europe.
Ooh.
About $175. So
wow.
Before you even get off the ground, okay, you're going to end up paying, let's see, what's that, $375 plus another $175, probably $550. Now we have to hope for an airfare that's $100, $120. And I still think you're going to pay probably, I know out of Boston and Miami, we're seeing it for about $678 with all taxes right now for September and October. But those are the only two cities we see a sell. But out of Washington, D.C., I'd say you're probably going to look at about $700.
Wow.
Wow.
Would it be cheaper if I just sent my mother-in-law to London one way?
It could be.
No return ticket.
Nice
actually,
try, Rich.
Now, the rest of Europe, though, has a $420 fuel surcharge. Mandatory fuel surcharge and about an average of $100 landing fee. So you're always going to pay about $520 plus whatever we get. But I still think you got a chance for some of these airfares to come down more. I think you're going to probably see the average airfare in Europe about $750 to $850 in September and October. So that's with all taxes, fuel surcharges. That's better than the $1,000, $1,100, $1,200 fares we're seeing right now for September and October.
All right, so quickly, give us a 30-second Vegas update, because I see you have something on the website.
I think we have that one till the end of the month. That's a real good one if you're still looking to go to Vegas. Just remember, if you're going to Vegas, Mondays, midweek fares are always the cheapest. I mean, we see Los Angeles right now, $128 for three nights, Washington, D.C. for three nights. But if you're going to stay on a weekend, I know you're wanting to go on a Thursday, come back maybe on a Sunday. My suggestion is you go on a Saturday, come back on a Tuesday.
All right.
You'll see a difference of over $150 per person.
Nice.
There he is, Tommy Swami, bestfares.com. Check it out at goodayshow.com.